Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this feel-good summer Friday. So the Yankees off last night, Mets as well, but the Astros were playing and they won, and now they have a better record than the Yankees and have moved into the one seed in the American League.
Well, it's a matter of time. You know, I don't know. I told you that.
Yeah, and I do think that when you're talking about baseball and home field advantage, generally it doesn't matter all that much. But with these two teams, I think it does. I mean, the Yankees in that building in Houston are just miserable.
They just can't hit.
And I think that having more games at Yankee Stadium in this eventual ALCS that we think we're going to get is going to be a huge thing for them. So this is going to be a battle to the end.
They have to sweep. I believe that, you know, got to get their act together. They got to sweep the Red Sox. Come out of Boston this weekend feeling good about your team and getting yourself back, you know, on track. I mean, they've gone through 2.5 weeks of downtime now, kind of like scuffling and base running mistakes and, you know, relief pitching mistakes, starters bad at times. I mean, they just got to get out of it. And for the Mets, you know, this is a weekend that is, you know, made for the Met fan. It's going to be beautiful weather. We got our three top pitchers going against the Phillies. It doesn't get any better than that. Scherzer, DeGrom, and Bassett. That's what I call a weekend series. That to me, with those three pitchers. Now, the question is, how many of these weekends or these runs are we going to have with these three pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying I need five starts from DeGrom to make me feel comfortable about his longevity for the rest of this season. This is going to be start number three. 1 and 2 were spectacular. So, yeah, I mean, I think that if he comes out and is dominant again, I mean, we're going to start to exhale and think that we really are going to have these two guys. And unfortunately, Max Scherzer went through several weeks where he was hurt already. But, you know, he's a guy who's, you know, durable. Maybe that ended up helping him because he had a dead arm issue last year. So maybe that time off is going to help him in the long run. And if these two guys are healthy and humming like they have been going into the postseason, I mean, that's a force to be reckoned with we haven't seen since Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling.
Right, and unlike the Savages in the box over there in the Bronx, the Savages in the Bronx over there in Queens do exactly what, you know, Buck Showalter has been talking about now for the last 6-7 weeks, and that is long at-bats, deep at-bats, you know, making the opposing pitcher work, getting key hits. And like I said in that previous Sports Minute, is that you got two players, Francisco Lindor, I wouldn't say is a bargain, he's actually playing to his contract, you know, and being in the middle of everything. So he's getting paid to do something, and he's finally doing it the way that we all expect him to do it, and he's pretty much flawless in the field. And then, of course, you have the best closer in baseball. So, I mean, there are a lot of good things that are going on for the Mets right now. And this weekend, you can't ask for a better situation, you know, who you're playing weather-wise and who is going to be the starting pitcher for the Mets over the next three games, because hopefully we're going to have, what, 8 more of these?
Yeah. Yeah, roughly.
7 more of these? I don't know.
I'd have to go through it. I don't know off the top of my head. But, yeah, I mean, it's whatever it is, the more the better, because that means you're mowing through the postseason. Yesterday I was over at Bottles and Cases with Day Chaser, and I met a whole bunch of great people, and a kid who is just unbelievable. He was probably 7 or 8 years old. came up to me and he said, I'm going to be the next general manager of the Yankees. I said, okay. I said, well, that sounds, I said, maybe when you're like 25, Brian Cashman will finally retire. But he put together an entire packet for me. His name is John Gentile, and he put together this entire packet of what he believes the 2023 Yankees are going to be. Every signing, every trade, the lineup, the relief pitching, the salaries. He put together the salaries.
Is Aaron Judge on the team next year?
He has, let's see who he has, if Aaron Judge is going to be there. No, he's got Aaron Judge off the team. Isn't that unbelievable? Look at John. John's got Aaron Judge signing elsewhere.
We have to save that and bring it out next March.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you do.
I am. I'm going to keep this in my office.
His lineup is what?
For next year?
Yes.
DJ LeMahieu, Josh Donaldson, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, Andrew Benintendi, Ryan McMahon, Jose Trevino, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, and Harrison Bader.
Yeah, that's not going to excite Yankee fans.
No, probably not, if Aaron Judge is out of that lineup.
Does he have any new pitchers on that list?
He's got them trading for Pablo Lopez. He's got them getting Pablo Lopez, who they tried to get at the trade deadline. But this kid is unbelievable. He's dressed up in full Yankee regalia, came up, handed this to me, and I had to share it this morning. So
can I see that?
Yeah, take a look at that.
Okay.
I mean, he said, I'm going to be the next general manager of the New York Yankees. And I kind of believed him. After he handed me that packet.
Well, Cashman was about that old when he started.
He was, right, back in the mid-90s. Let's go to Eddie, who's in Locust Valley. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to call in and tell you, man, you picked a great partner this time. The other one, I used to argue with him all the time about Eli and the Giants, was so-so. This guy, Gio, I think he's the real deal, man. He was so nice and so courteous. Took his time, talked to us, signed every case that I bought of the Day Chaser. And I just got to tell you, he seems like a real, genuine, nice guy.
Well, look at that.
That's so touching. That is very touching,
very
Eddie.
Touching.
I appreciate it. You know,
thank you,
feel
Eddie.
Good Friday, that just made me feel good.
Right. I mean, after Anthony and Belleville years. Was trying to drag me down with insults, I had Eddie and Locust Valley build me back up.
You got your back, man. You know, right. And the thing about it is...
Go yourself.
Yeah. You know, the thing about it is that, you know, I've known this for 5 years now.
That's,
you know,
right.
We're heading into our fifth year.
That is crazy. Isn't that nuts?
Yes.
Yeah, 2023 is going to be, you know, 18, 19... 20, 21, 22. No, this is already five.
We're in five.
We're in five.
Year 5 years.
Yeah, so it's going to be five in January, full years.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Does it feel like 5 years?
No.
It doesn't, right?
No, because you're the guy that Eddie said you were.
It just, time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
Scott is in Manhattan. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
I wanted to bring up something that Jerry brought up. He was complaining earlier a little bit about the NBA waiting too long with to retire Bill Russell's number. And there was an interesting interview that Bill Simmons did with Bill Russell many, many years ago. And Bill Simmons asked about getting his number retired in the Boston Garden. And Bill Russell was very adamant, telling Red Auerbach, do not retire my number, do not retire my number. And I have a feeling... You know, Bill Russell has always been adamant with, you know, what he wanted. He didn't want the accolades. So I have a feeling maybe he was asked this prior to his passing and the NBA, and he just didn't want it to have happened. And maybe the NBA decided to do it because at this point, you know, now he can't really say no.
Yeah, it's interesting. So
that's true. You know, the NHL did this with Wayne Gretzky on his retirement.
Yeah.
You know, I said nobody's wearing 99 ever again.
Yeah, I mean, that would be strange, though, that you wait till he passes away and then go against his wishes then. I mean, that doesn't, you know, like everybody says this is what he would have wanted when somebody dies. You know, this is what he would have wanted.
Well,
so then
the
NBA went to the thing he didn't want and did it. I mean, I don't know if that's true, if that Bill Simmons podcast that the caller was referencing, he actually said that he didn't want the accolades. But I don't know. It felt right to me when I read the story. It feels like it's the right thing to do.
Guy was nothing but, you know, championship written all over him.
Right.
And he was one of the great, if not the greatest, defensive player in all of the NBA.
I mean, he's the greatest winner in professional sports.
Yeah, I interviewed him a couple times, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he was fun. He was a good guy. He was open and opinionated, and he was great.
Yeah, I mean, that's an all-timer, an absolute all-timer. One of those guys, even though I didn't see him play, you know, you knew who he was immediately when you started to learn about sports because he made that much of an impact. John in Hyde Park, what's going on, John?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
I got a question. What do you guys think about this? You know, Cohen's a giant Met fan.
Yep.
Spends all this money. And at the trade deadline, he does nothing. You think it could be Ian Aaron Judge?
Well, this is what some insiders think. If it's not Aaron Judge, it's maybe Shohei Ohtani because they held on to their top prospects and Billy Epler's got a relationship with Ohtani and Steve Cohen is one of the guys that could break the bank, clearly. I haven't felt a lot of momentum with Aaron Judge to the Mets. It doesn't feel like that. There's been more talk about Shohei Ohtani in a trade there than Judge, so I don't think so. I don't think that Aaron Judge ends up a New York Met. We've talked about this a lot. Boomer brought it up again yesterday that the San Francisco Giants seem to be the perfect place for him. He grew up out there. It's an arms race in the NL West. So that seems to be a landing spot.
He would be the one that I would worry about. And, you know, they have money. And let's face it, they play in the same city where a basketball team spent $377 million on their roster this past year to win a championship.
Yep.
So it is an arms race out there. I would think that he has got to be, you know, target number one for the San Francisco Giants. And watching number 99 in a Giant uniform is pretty spectacular. You know, it's a great franchise and it has history. You know, that's the thing. You know, it's not like he's going to a team that doesn't have any history.
Sure.
He's going to a team that has recent history where they have been very good. Hell, they were great last year.
Yeah, I know. They won that division and right. One of the best regular seasons in their history.
Yeah. So, I thought this along, you know, on day one, when that thing was announced on opening day, you know, we were talking about it. I said, well, you know what? That means Boris has got, or whoever his agent is.
It's not Scott Boras.
You know, whoever his agent is, has got something going and knows that he would be, I think, a target for a team like San Francisco.
Yeah, I just wonder if the Yankees, at the end of this season, and depending on how it ends, I mean, who knows? Maybe they have a miserable postseason and we're criticizing them again. But if he is doing in the postseason what he's doing in the regular season, and they go on to win a championship, there's not a dollar that they can't give him.
But here,
there's
no way
they can let him leave.
I know, but here's the thing. He's going to free agency.
He said it.
He's going. So he's gonna hear all the pitches. And he can get, you know, one more year out of San Francisco. They'll give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be the year or the money that's going to be the difference to him. And sometimes it ends up being both. But the Yankees cannot be outbid. They can't be. I mean, that would be a travesty for that organization to be outbid with one of our homegrown players. They have a whole freaking chamber in the stadium for him.
I know, and also remember another thing in regards to the Mets. It's the whole Jacob deGrom opt-out situation.
Yeah, I know.
And whether or not that is going to happen. And if that does happen, and he does take this team, and he's a big part of a Super Bowl championship, you know, Jake's going to want more money than Max Scherzer.
Oh, of course he is. And you've heard rumors about him not loving New York and maybe he wants to pitch somewhere else.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, but it's been out there.
You know, you watch how he was received the other day. I mean, like, I'm sure
he's not saying he doesn't like Mets fans.
I'm sure that he has heard a lot of, like, criticisms about, you know, not being out there and being oft injured and things of that nature. But he's got the owner that can pay him.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you leave with the way that the fans responded to him when he stepped on the mound the other day? And that was remarkable. I didn't know what to expect. I know, you know, we all love the guy. We all respect the guy. And we all are frustrated by the guy. But, man, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of did. I was there for when Harvey came back after his injury. I was at Citi Field for that return, and people were going nuts for him. And I kind of expected the same thing for DeGrom. But it's not a Met fan thing. You know, it might be a situation where he's just like, I'm tired of living in this city. He's a quiet guy. Maybe he wants to go somewhere else that's not as intense. I'm not sure. Well, but he's opting out. There's no question about it.
Well, I do feel like he's going to opt out, yes. But he will opt out, and I think with a little bit clearer of a conscience, if he can finish the season out.
Yeah. I mean, the postseason is going to determine.
I'm not worried about him.
If he's going to.
If he's healthy, I am not worried about
him. I know, but like, yeah, but if the Mets somehow, you know, get knocked out early or he doesn't get a chance to pitch. I mean, the difference, you make yourself so much money in the postseason. And if he goes out there and is dominant and pitches in a World Series and is doing what he's doing here, I mean, that number just goes up and up and up and up and up.
That's right. If he stays healthy, I have no doubt that he will have an awesome postseason.
Let's go to Scott, who's calling from Long Island. What's up, Scott?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Great. What do you got for us?
I got a couple thoughts. If I am a Mets fan, but as a baseball fan in New York, I don't want any part of Judge or Ohtani either way because they're going to want too much money. It's going to take up too much of my salary cap space and too much of a big percentage of my team's salary cap.
Well, I mean, there is no salary cap in baseball, so
it's just a luxury tax.
Steve Cohen is not going to have a $600 million payroll. I think he didn't make major trades because he knows he's going to need those prospects to come in, make them the league minimum while he's paying his guys big money. I think DeGrom's going to opt out. He's going to get a contract like Scherzer's. He's going to get a 3-year deal at $150 million, and then Scherzer's going to get another one after that if he's still good, and they're going to keep rotating him over. To have Judge at 7 years and $300 million, when he's 37 years old and at 6'7" and 300 or 280 pounds, you got nowhere to put him because you got DH for the next 6 years and Stanton. So you need the flexibility, and that's what Steve Cohen's given the Mets. They've got ultimate flexibility. They've got no long-term contracts except for Lindor, who's starting to turn it around. And they have Scherzer for 3 years. That's it. If he's great, give him another year or two every other year or whatever it is. DeGrom's going to want big money, so then you give him more money than Scherzer per year. He's got the highest AAV by far.
Yeah, and let's not forget, too, you got to pay Pete Alonso at some point, too. So that's going to be...
Well, he still has 4 years. He has 2 years of control.
Yeah, but at some point, you're going to have to pay him. If he keeps this up, he's going to get a huge contract.
Well, the question is, do you buy out the 2 years of arbitration that he has left? It's kind of like a Juan Soto situation.
Right. He was not going to get as much money, but yes.
Yeah, but it's that kind of situation where he is in his career and his contract.
And he's older.
And he's so he'll be 28 next year. He'll be arbitration 2 eligible for next year. And then he'll obviously be 29, arbitration 3. And then he'll reach his free agency around the same time that Aaron Judge is.
Yeah, 30 years old.
Yeah.
Yep. It's the exact same situation with those two guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Feel Good Summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back with us. He's got another update. We had some football last night. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, good morning. We are powered by Superbook. Now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real close for real life. And, well, we've got some more football because the Giants had a nice drive, but the drive in their first preseason game to open things could have been better.
Jones out of the gun, takes the snap, can get to the one for a first down, throws a slant, hit Galladay right in the chest, and he dropped it right at the one-yard line. Hit him right between the one and the nine.
That was Chris Carino with the call on the fan that would turn into a field goal for the Giants. Sean O'Hara was doing the color analyst job on radio.
These guys were good.
I was
listening to this because I was driving home from Huntington, and both of them were very, very good. And we know Carino is the pro's pro, but
of course
he doesn't normally.
And Sean's been in the media now for a while.
But I thought that they were very good filling.
Well, here was O'Hara after the drop. No good.
Gotta have that catch. Kenny Galladay, look, that's the exact reason why the Giants brought you here, was to make those contested catches. You know, I remember talking with John Schmelk after we signed him a year ago, and he was like, man, look at this guy. He catches everything. He's got an unbelievable catch radius. That right there, you've got to finish.
I thought you'd like that. Yeah. A little John Schmelk reference.
Dropping in John Schmelk, a WFAN legend.
And I would just say, I think, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I do think that Brian Daboll was talking to Daniel Jones after the play on the sideline, like, you know, if you just hold it, you can throw it to the corner, it'd be a touchdown. And I think Daniel just pulled the trigger a little bit too early. And like Kenny Galladay wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, Daboll went right to Daniel Jones when he came off the field when they kicked the field goal. And
my sense is like, hey, Daniel, you got the corner out. If you just throw it, you gotta like just calm down just a cent. You know, you remember I was telling you about how you gotta take it down a notch? Now there was a blitz coming from the other side, and I think Daniel saw that, so I think that hurried the throw.
Yeah, which we saw several times last night.
Yes.
Of a hurried throw because they couldn't block anybody.
Well, sometimes the blitz gets you because you don't have anybody to block that guy. And other times, there are twice where Evan Neal got spun around. And one time where that backup running back got steamrolled.
Yeah. By the way, so last week I found out when you guys were out that the Giants podcast that Odyssey does, it's going to be Sean Marash and Paul DeTino who hate each other. Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
When the one came on and it crushed the other one and DeTino.
Wasn't it Tommy Lugar doing that?
I don't know the history of the Giants
podcast.
He got
steamrolled again, huh?
But it's,
wow, it's just screwed again.
I don't know. Was he doing it? I have no idea.
I think he was.
So it's Marash and DeTino, and that's going to be interesting because they hate each other. And DeTino blocked Marash on Twitter, and he called him sugar water on this show. And if you want meat and potatoes, you come to me. If you want sugar water, you go to Marash.
Well, that's why sugar water and meat potatoes work out perfect.
They're going to compliment one another.
It's going to be great. One giant step.
Why? They should call it meat, potatoes, and sugar water.
That, to me, is a better name, but that's going to be an interesting one.
Here was Jones looking forward.
I think it's just continuing what we've been working on, sharpening up the details. You know, obviously in a preseason game, you're going to be pretty basic with your game plan and what you're calling. So we'll continue to evolve and progress through the offense as we...
That's tough. And then we were talking about Mike Kafka calling plays. Here was Jones.
I thought he did a great job. Put us in some good situations, moved the ball well, and I thought he did a great job.
I don't know about great job.
They had two series. 69 yards.
Just trying to figure it out, you know, keeping it simple.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to be calling plays by week 5. Brian Daboll's going to rip that right away from him.
Maybe. Kayvon Thibodeau, their rookie linebacker, first time in an NFL game, albeit a preseason game. Anything crazy?
No, I feel like it was pretty good. Everything went pretty vanilla, as you would hope for a preseason game. But, you know, I'm just excited and ready for the season.
And Giants, by the way, won the game on Emma Gano field goal 23-21. Ravens beat the Titans last night. Baltimore's won 21 straight preseason games. For whatever that's worth, and the Jets beat the Jets play the Eagles tonight. Now, so you guys were talking about someone we were out there the other day about Sauce Gardner and the teammates not calling him Sauce,
calling him Ahmad.
So Ahmad Gardner on SNY with Jhené Coakley, he was asked about that, and he seems cool with it and understands why.
No, I don't really have a problem with it. That's exactly what they told me at Cincinnati. You know, the coaches, some of my teammates, they told me they weren't going to call me Sauce until I made some plays. You know, in the UCF game, I made some plays and I got the nickname Sauce.
And so he says that will happen again here. So we'll see how long it takes.
Can't really do the rookie hazing like you used to be able to do and duct tape a guy to a goalpost. That's now out. So this is the extent of it.
Yes, that is out.
The Jets did finalize their 2-year contract with offensive tackle Dwayne Brown. He gets $22 million, according to reports.
And by the way, he was a Pro Bowler last year.
37 years old now.
Yeah. So he's still got it, obviously.
I mean,
if you get named to the Pro Bowl. So he's a guy who's been a decorated offensive lineman. Let's see if he's still
got it. So now does that mean George Van, who was his former teammate in Seattle,
does he now go
to right tackle and Dwayne Brown's left tackle,
yes,
and you're the Seattle Seahawks all over again?
Yes, that's what I think is going on. Fant is moving, and he just got over there, so it's kind of sucks for him, but whatever. I mean, you got a guy who's been doing it for a really, really long time. It's something they couldn't pass up when Becton went down.
The Tom Brady story took a lot of people by surprise yesterday that he will not be with the Bucs for about 10, 11 days until after the August 20th game against the Titans, but it did not take the Buccaneers by surprise. Jason Light was on WDAE with Tom Krasnicki, a former FAN intern and employee.
Oh, okay.
He does the mornings, I think, down there. He had Light on his show, and he says this is nothing we didn't know about.
All I'll say is this was pre-planned. We talked about this. It predates, you know, camp starting, that he was going to wanted to take this time off that Todd talked about, and we, you know, of course, we're going to let him do what he needs to do.
So that is
so maybe it isn't something that's, you know, bad. Maybe it just
as I was saying, they said that this was pre-planned out weeks ago, so
yeah,
hopefully that's why I thought something with the kids maybe they had planned. But then again, who knows? He'll be back in 10 days.
I mean, we all know that Giselle doesn't want him playing anymore, so maybe
she's made
was,
that clear.
Yeah, maybe this is one of those things like, hey, I'll tell him that I'll take a break from training camp. We'll come home a little bit, you know, spend some time before I go and really zero in on the season. Could be something like that, too. But, I mean, if there's one guy in the world who doesn't need to be there, it's him at this point, right? I mean, he's been doing this for a million years.
Although his new center just got hurt after his...
Yeah.
Ryan Jensen, right. He got hurt 2 weeks ago. The new center just was carted off the field yesterday with an injury.
Third string center does not sound like a good situation.
No. Not appealing.
Yeah.
No. Mets-Phillies, that's appealing this weekend at Citi Field. Max Scherzer gets the series opener. You get Jacob deGrom tomorrow. Rangers Suarez goes for the Phils. Now, for the Phillies, they had a 7-game winning streak snapped by the Marlins yesterday. And in that game, Kyle Schwarber left with a calf injury, but he says no worries.
It wasn't anything serious, and you know, today it just got a little bit tighter, and you know, I just felt if there was a ball hit out in the outfield that, you know, I would have been really serviceable.
So maybe he'll be a DH or something tonight. We'll see if he plays. No Syndergaard's with them, yes?
Yes. Yeah.
We don't see him this weekend.
I know. I really wanted to see him. I mean, he's just one of those guys that's just, I have a bad taste in my mouth with him with that whole situation when he left and he didn't take the Mets offer and then he tweeted out or put on Instagram, this is a real no-hitter, and took a shot at the Mets combined no-hitter. I mean, what did the Mets do to him? He didn't pitch. He pitched 2 innings in 2 years.
Pig.
Yeah, right. What did he do? The Mets didn't screw him at all. They offered him whatever. It was $14 million qualifying offer. I mean, that was out of respect for him. He hadn't pitched.
He screwed the Mets.
Yes.
You know, you wanted to come in here like Thor, lifting all those weights and everything else, and pulling a lat muscle.
I mean, was he the one that rode in on the horse with Cespedes?
Oh, I don't remember. Probably. It sounds like him.
Hmm.
Remember when we met him at that Met game we went to and how gigantic he was in person?
He is a large, mythical-looking figure.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
it's
intimidating.
Hi, remember, sir. How you doing?
Yeah.
I remember seeing him sitting on a stoop down here at in the West Village.
Yeah?
He's just sitting there.
Just hanging out?
On the phone. Having a cup of coffee.
Mm.
On a stoop in the West Village.
Wow. I guess that's where he lived. And he told us how much he hated sports talk radio.
Yes,
too.
He did. Yes. It was very comfortable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Social media is a lot better.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yankees in Boston tonight. You got Domingo Germán, Nathan Eovaldi, the starters there. The Yankee lead on Toronto remains 10. They were off. However, the Astros wound up winning a game and now are tops in the American League.
1-1. And Bregman rockets one deep down the left field line. Ball is hooking. If it stays fair, it's gone. And it's a fair ball and a two-run home run for Alex Bregman. 5-0 Astros.
And
Bregman goes deep for the...
All right, so that was Astros radio. They beat the Rangers 7-3 in this game. And so the Astros right now, they're even in the loss column with the Yankees. The Astros 72-41. The Yankees now 71.
That's not funny.
Well, 71, it's just a matter of time, Jerry.
Yeah, I know. You've been saying that, and you are correct. They are now tops in the American League. Field of Dreams game in Iowa. The Cubs beat the Reds 4-2, even though they lost. His team, David Bell, came up short. He says it was still pretty freaking awesome.
There's no way anything could take away from the day we had here. I mean, it's a great experience. Heard so many people throughout our clubhouse just saying it's something they'll remember for the rest of their life.
Yeah. I don't know. It was cool. Not like the first one, though.
No, the first one was really, really cool. And the game last year was awesome between the Yankees and the White Sox. That was a really good game. But these two teams are terrible.
Not great.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cubs are a historic
team.
Yeah,
but they have some of the Reds.
Not like the Cubs.
Yes,
Cubs
they are. The Reds are the original
Red Stockings,
team.
I know.
The Reds are the original team.
Yeah. No one thinks of them like they think of the Cubs, though.
Well,
the
I'm
Red
sorry,
Sox.
Jerry. Don't have like a big city snob that you are. I mean, you know,
baseball
the Reds
fans do not put the Reds in the same category as the Cubs and the Red Sox.
The Cubs and the Reds Yankees have had a long standing.
Boy, they stink.
Well, now they do, right? But I'm just telling you, don't discount the Reds in their history.
Yeah. You see the two Griffies come out of the corn stalks and have a catch together?
It was a little awkward.
Yeah.
Well, son, you want to have a catch?
Father and son. Well, you had catch with your kids.
No, I know. I get the whole movie thing they're doing, yes, and I still have catches with them all the time, but I don't know.
They really milk this thing.
Yes.
That's what they do.
It was so awesome last year. It's hard to top what they did last year. It was the first time.
And they're not going to do it next year. I guess they're doing renovations on the field, so next year this is out.
Yeah, they got to build an upper deck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Pretty soon you have the Astrodome.
Do they use it for anything else?
I think they do youth tournaments.
They do. That's great. It's good. I liked it. I thought it looked cool. It sounded good. I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah. No, it is cool. It's just last year, the first, it was awesome.
Yes.
Buzz, no buzz.
There wasn't a lot of buzz leading up to it. We didn't even know it was happening until yesterday.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it wasn't cool. It was. There's no buzz. What can I tell you? You want Kyrie Irving again? I'm not reading the quote again. But let's just say
Why not read the quote again? I love when you read quotes from Kyrie.
All right. So he was responding to Rick Bucher's comments on his podcast about Kyrie wanting a guarantee that he wouldn't have to play 60 games in a season in this new deal that he didn't get. And wouldn't have to play in back-to-back games. He sent the GIF of the guy tipping his cap, saying he's capping or lying. I didn't realize. I thought that was a, hey, good job. That's what I thought that meant. Like, you got me, but apparently not.
No cap means no lie, I think.
I don't know what it is. Usually when you tip your cap, I always thought that meant, hey, good job. You tip your cap to the guy.
Right.
Well, the story says he's capping or lying.
Yeah, so no cap or capping is another word for lie. Saying no cap means that you aren't lying. We sound really old and white right now.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Well, just say what it is.
What about when that little kid tipped his cap to Jeter?
That's what I mean. I thought that was a sign of respect. Now you're telling me that he thinks Jeter's a liar.
True.
I'm confused.
Yeah, me too, but I guess that's what he meant.
Yeah. And the NBA is retiring Bill Russell's number 6 to honor the late Hall of Famer. No one else will wear that number except for those that have it. Currently, they will be grandfathered in.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
For J
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Now, you are a guy who is very traditional and by the book when it comes to the rules and the unwritten rules on the golf course. You do not mess around with that stuff. You are very serious about it?
Yes.
I played with you the one time, and you told me a couple of things. Don't do this, don't do that. Please, hat off at the end. Respect all these things. And it was, I appreciated that because I'm learning.
Yeah, because you're learning, and you need to be taught the finer things of golf and just the little nuances of how to play your ball, when to play your ball, how you end a round, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So I saw something yesterday.
I feel like I'm passing something down to my son.
Oh, that's very nice.
Share golf together.
Yes. So I saw something yesterday that I wanted your take on because this, I wasn't sure if it was a big deal or not. So it's big deal or not a big deal.
All right. Big deal or not a big deal.
All right. So, hey, big deal, not a big deal. Shag on sports.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So Cam Smith.
Okay. Who won the British Open and who's the number two ranked golfer in the world?
Yes. Cam Smith is also rumored to be going to the LIV Tour once the FedEx Championship is over.
Right. That's for $100 million. I told you that about 3 weeks ago.
That's
foreigners. They don't care. They just want money.
That's right. Exactly.
They don't care.
They don't care
about anything.
They don't care about any of this crap. They just want as much money as they can get.
All right. So Cam Smith, it's like a foregone conclusion. He's going there. I think everybody knows it at this point. So at this St. Jude FedEx whatever thing that
this
they're playing
like,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like the first, this is the first tournament in the series, I believe four tournaments that end up in Atlanta to determine the FedEx champion.
So Cam Smith, number two ranked golfer in the world, is playing around with number one ranked golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
So Cam Smith, he's reading a putt, he's got his putter in hand, he's crouched down, and he's looking, he's trying to read everything, and here comes Scottie Scheffler right across his line and walks right in front of him.
Yeah.
Now, this is something you don't do.
It's a big F you to Cam Smith is what that is.
That's golf beef. It is golf beef.
100% it is.
An F you in a very passive-aggressive way.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, I love it. Isn't that great? You're going to live. I'm going to walk right across your line.
But shouldn't, like, the, you know, etiquette and all that of golf take precedence over your petty beef?
I think you don't realize the intensity that this is garnering now between players who have left and players who are staying. And the players who are staying, you know, are listening to what Tiger Woods is saying, what Jack Nicklaus is saying. The great stalwarts and pillars of golf are all saying the same thing. And there is history and tradition with the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour has a business model that's different than the LIV model. And I'm telling you that these players are like, you know, are ticked off. And here's the thing. I still believe this is going to happen. I have no inside knowledge whatsoever about this. But I keep saying it. The Masters is an invitational golf tournament. Doesn't matter whether or not you won, you lost, you know, you have the championships, you got three green jackets. They have to invite you to play. This is why Phil Mickelson was told not to come last year.
Yeah, he wasn't invited.
And it made it look like, you know, he didn't want to come because he had some sort of issue or family thing. Whatever, the bull crap. They told him, you're not coming. And they let him, you know, kind of just waffle in the wind. Once we get to that next year, and the more I see stuff like this with Scottie Scheffler and Cam Smith, the more I realize that there is now a fracture between the players that are staying and the players that are left. That left, and there is no question in my mind that latest court ruling was a huge win for the PGA Tour, and the PGA Tour is going to up the ante next year for golfers to win more money and have bigger purses and things of that nature. So LIV has had an effect. There's no question about it. But the disdain for the guys that have left for LIV is palatable. You could feel it.
And Cam Smith, after Scottie Scheffler walks right in front of him, like looks up with this face like, are you kidding me?
I'm going to get $100 million in about 3 weeks. So what do I care?
Yeah, seriously.
Right.
I mean, that's probably what most of these guys are thinking, but I do think the ones who are staying at the PGA Tour, the thing that really bothers them is the fact that a lot of these guys said publicly and sometimes privately that they wouldn't go to LIV and then ended up changing their mind and taking the money.
Well, and then the other aspect of that is that you had a number of players that just tried to force their way back onto the PGA Tour who left for LIV.
Yeah.
You know, and so they want to have their cake and eat it too.
I mean, you know, they want to have money from both sides. So the question is, will PGA and LIV ever come together and have some sort of agreement? I think that ship has sailed simply because guys like Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, Will Zalatoris, all these other players have said no to LIV. So I can't imagine the PGA Tour ever wanting these players who have accepted this amount of money to ever come back to the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and what type of agreement would it really be? I mean, between the two tours, it's completely different. I mean, it's two different entities. I mean, it's not even the same golf. It's not, yeah. I mean,
it doesn't interest me, and, you know, I don't care what they say. We all know how much money they're guaranteed. It's not as if they are playing for something, you know, like these different, you know, 50-year-long tournaments that have been around.
Yeah.
And maybe the PGA Tour has got to be forced to change its business model to some respect, and I understand that. But I'm just telling you that there is a disdain that is growing and a hatred that is growing now from players amongst themselves.
So if I want to give a passive-aggressive F you on the golf course, that's one thing I can do
to
somebody.
Walk right through somebody's line.
Yes. Is there anything else I can do that would really...
Talk on their backswing.
Oh,
you know,
that's a bad one.
Yep. You know.
Like sneeze on the backswing.
Keep your phone on.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All like that kind of stuff.
Dinging.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a phone call when someone's trying to drive.
Yes.
That would be a good one. Hello.
I mean, a lot of people still do that, but I just think in this instance, and looking at the video of it, there's no question that Scottie Scheffler was like, F you, kid.
Well, I mean, he's been playing golf his entire life since he was like 3 years old. There's no way that's a mistake. No. If you watch this video, there's no way it's a mistake. Because Cam Smith is right there. He knows what to do. He's been doing it in his entire life. Yeah, and he wanted people to see this, too. I mean, I'm sure that there's PGA Tour guys high-fiving him for it.
Just remember, you know, golf is, you know, look, they're all interrelated in some way, shape, or form. Even though the majors are outside of the PGA Tour, the PGA Tour has a great relationship with all the majors.
Yeah.
And the majors say, okay, this is when our events are going to be. And then the PGA Tour says, okay, this is when our events and our schedule is going to be. And they all have to be in lockstep to be able to do it. And by the way, you know, there are a lot of international players that play on the PGA Tour, but the PGA Tour is an American-based, you know, tour. It's our golf tour.
Yeah, and LIV is
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia's golf tour.
They should go and play on all those great, beautiful courses in Saudi Arabia is what they should do.
Yeah, a lot of desert courses out there.
Right.
Are there?
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of courses out there. I'm sure they have plenty of money to build whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know, I look, I told you, the fact that, you know, the ex-president of the United States hosted them at his golf course down here is like a disgrace.
Yeah, I mean, those videos were tough to take. Him talking and playing and everything else, that was a tough one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.